416-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. This is my first day back from vacation. I hope everyone is doing well. Appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully you tuned in last week for Dave Shannon filling in. Appreciate Dave for that. Bortner and Kreider filled in a day as well when I was gone. But I'm back. Just got back from Florida about an hour and 20 minutes ago. We drove up, drove down to Orlando, got back this afternoon. So ready to catch up on some things. A lot of stuff happened over the last week. I've always said that my favorite thing about doing the show is no matter what goes on in the world of sports, we get a chance to come in here and talk about it for a little while. And during, you know, some hiatuses that I've had over the last 16 years, a couple times where I wasn't on for a few months, man, I hated if something happened and we couldn't come in and discuss it, good, bad, indifferent, national news, local news, whatever. And so anytime I'm gone for a length of time and there's a lot of stuff happening, I'm always like, oh, man, I wish I was on the radio today. Oh, man, I wish I was on the radio today. Wish I could hear what Nebraska man has to say about this. Wish I could hear what Clarkster has to say about this or Rob in Bedford. Because I just love kind of bouncing all these topics off everybody. So clearly I was not here last week to discuss the Super Bowl, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, the Chiefs laying an egg in the Super Bowl. I will get to that some today or this week. You know, I want to recap some of the football and everything from the Super Bowl. What I truly want to discuss is the Super Bowl halftime show, because I love getting feedback on certain things that I have really strong opinions about. And I have a stronger opinion about the halftime show than I do the game, believe me. So we'll take your phone calls on that, 946-0435. I do want to throw this out just for the sake of discussion, if anybody wants to play along. What's your favorite vacation destination? And I'm not talking about someplace, you know, that you got to break the bank, take out a second mortgage, you know, you want to go to Greece or go to Hawaii for six months. I'm talking about what's your favorite place to go to that you and your family have gone to once, twice, 10 times, whatever. Where do you like to go on vacation? Here's what happened to me. We left on Friday the 7th, and it was cold as the dickens here. We drove down to Orlando, and by the time we got to Orlando, the Saturday afternoon, it was 85 degrees, and I didn't realize, because we're coming off the winter, I just didn't realize it. The air conditioner in my vehicle did not work. We drove a minivan down there. The air conditioner didn't work. So we got down there, and it's 85 degrees, and we are just melting. Now, I'm not saying this to be mean to anybody. I'm just trying to kind of paint the picture. Then you come back up here today. We got back up here today. It's 20 degrees and snow and ice, everything. So that kind of gets, you run the gamut of the whole thing. But my family, we go down to Orlando every year at least once. Occasionally, we've been twice. We always drive, which, you know, takes a couple days and everything. But that's my favorite place for vacation. If you have a favorite place for vacation, let me know, 946-0435. Got a couple people waiting on the line. I'll get to you in just one second. What I want to say first about the Super Bowl halftime show is I thought it was atrocious. I thought it was absolutely horrible. Oh, it's because I'm racist, right? I'm diving right back in, folks. I'm not pulling any punches here. It's because I'm racist, right? That's why I didn't like the halftime show, right? Because I'm an old white man and I don't get hip-hop music, right? I thought the halftime show was absolutely atrocious. But it's not because I'm racist. It's not because I'm an old white man who has something against hip-hop, although it's not my cup of tea. You know what I hate? And I can back this up with years and years of receipts, baby. You know what I hate? I hate songs where I can't hear the damn words. I hate songs. I have no friggin' clue what you're saying. I hate songs where I'm doing everything in my power to try to listen to what you're saying, and I just can't figure it out. I don't know any Kendrick Lamar songs. I think to go on the stage at the biggest performance in the world and play music that my guess is 90% of the people in this country don't know what the hell he was saying, I think is an absolute gigantic mistake. I know record number of viewers and all that stuff, but that's because of streaming and curiosity and everything. You know who else I hate? How many times have you heard me do this impression? That's Pearl Jam. That's Eddie Vedder. They're white. I don't hate them because I'm racist. I hate them because I don't know what the hell he's saying. That's called Jeremy Spoke in Class Today. If you never heard the song and you just tried to listen to it, you'd have no idea what Eddie Vedder's saying. You know who else I kind of hate? Nirvana. Don't know what the hell they're saying. Don't know what the hell they're saying. I'm racist, right? I'm against white bands, right? You know who else I hate? Worst singer of all time. The worst vocal singer of all time. Bob Dylan. Bob can't stand it. Can't listen to it. So what happened after the Super Bowl was everybody who came out and criticized Kendrick Lamar got called a racist for being an old white fart and you're just a racist and blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll guarantee you, Nathan's not here today. Nathan's been in here a bunch over the last 7 or 8 months. I've done my Pearl Jam impression a half dozen times in front of Nathan. I've mentioned 30 times over the years I can't stand Bob Dylan and Nirvana. Not because I'm racist, because I can't hear their music. I don't know what they're saying. I'm very much a lyrical person. I need to hear what you're saying. I need to be able to sing along with what you're saying. White, black, yellow, green, I don't care. What the hell you are. I want to be able to hear your music. Kendrick Lamar came on. I thought it was an absolute disaster of a half. Now, look, the show itself, well thought out. You know, they're clapping back against racism, things like that. The performance itself was clever. But you're going to go at the Super Bowl and you're going to put an artist on that 90%+ of the people in this country have no idea what he's singing. Is that really where we are with the Super Bowl? We're just going to put people on there that you have no idea what they're talking about. Black, white, green, yellow, who can, man, woman, who cares? I hated it. Not because I'm a racist. I just thought it was horrible music. All right, who we got? I got caller number 2. What's up, Bubba?
I got in first.
You got in first? It says vacations on here. I want to be in a good mood and talk about vacations. So I got you first so we could talk vacations.
Well, I just got back from Orlando. I didn't hear where you went.
Orlando?
Oh, is that who I saw you?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did.
where did you went to Disney?
No, we stay in Claremont, which is 20 minutes from Orlando. It's Summer Bay Resort in Claremont. We really don't go. I did go to Orlando. One of the highlights for my kids, the world's largest McDonald's is in Orlando. So I did drive there. We spent a little bit of time there at the world's largest McDonald's. But other than that, we pretty much just stay in Claremont.
Oh, okay. What's there? Because I don't know. We were at Seven Dwarfs Villas about 5 minutes from Disney.
So here's the thing, and I'm not bragging on my resort. You know, again, folks, everybody has their different cup of tea. My wife and I, we went on 7 cruises before we had kids. I love cruises because there's always something to do on the boat. There's a show, there's trivia, music trivia, TV trivia, whatever. There's shows at night, there's a casino. There's always something to do on a cruise, right? Well, when you have kids, you can't take your kids on cruises. That's a hard thing to do. So we found this place called Summer Bay Orlando about 10 years ago. And we've been there about a dozen times since then. So what they do is it's a little bit kind of sort of like a cruise. They have morning activities for kids. Then in the afternoon, they play trivia for a couple of hours. Then at night, Half the days they have karaoke. I sing a lot of karaoke. I did a lot of karaoke. I did Africa by Toto. I did Sister Christian, Night Ranger. I broke out some new material this year. So, but what I like about this place is we don't have to go anywhere. We just stay in our resort. There's like 14, 15 buildings, 40 rooms in each building. So this is a giant complex of 800 rooms. And so you can just kind of stay there at the facility, and they bring all of the entertainment to you. That's what I really enjoy.
That's smart. How old are your kids?
My kids are 12. We've been going there since they were 3.
They probably love it.
They love it. Again, my boy does karaoke. You'll never guess what he sings at karaoke all the time. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. He's pretty good at it. So he's a chip off the old block.
Do you guys do duets?
We used to. Now I let him do his own thing. I let him get up there and sing his. The thing about karaoke is I've never done karaoke anywhere other than Orlando. I'm not showing up in Altoona singing karaoke and have somebody recognize me and say, "That's Geiger. I hate him. Let's throw stuff at him." I do karaoke in front of a bunch of strangers, where if my voice sucks, it doesn't matter. They're never going to see me again.
Yeah, but you and your son ought to cut an album.
That'd be the worst selling. No, but hey, I'm proud of my boy. He's been singing karaoke since he was 7 years old. To have kids to get up there and have enough confidence to sing, I mean, it is a nerve-wracking thing. I've done karaoke dozens and dozens of times, but every time I get up there, I'm nervous as hell.
Yeah, well, you're putting yourself out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. You're lucky you didn't go to Universal. $750 for a day.
Won't do it. We went to Disney one time when my kids were 4. We went for one day. It was $600. The grandparents paid for half. They paid for the kids. It was 90 degrees. The kids melted. It was okay. I'm not a Disney person. I'm not an amusement park person. So I don't want to stand in line for an hour to ride a ride.
Yeah, well, that's about what it's like there. So you're smarter at what you're doing.
Well, hopefully
we'll go that route.
Hopefully you had a good time down in Orlando yourself, my man.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I hate at the halftime show, and I'm not a racist.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? Because you're just an old you're just an old white fart if you don't get hip hop music, right?
I think it's an SCTV skit where there was a parody of pretend Frank Sinatra and a rapper, and Frank's going off on him. You know how Frank, every note was perfect.
Yeah, right.
And those rappers singing with him, and he's getting really angry and wants to beat the crap out of him because he can't understand what he's saying.
Hey, I grew up with Beastie Boys. I can understand. I grew up with Run DMC. I grew up with Eminem and Vanilla Ice. Not that he's my, but I grew up with MC Hammer. I can handle rap and hip hop and all this stuff. But please, let me be able to understand your lyrics. If I can't understand your lyrics, you're useless to me as a musician.
Yeah, well, the underlying theme, I guess, is it's a battle with another rapper.
Yeah, Drake.
And
yeah.
And the halftime show has been run by, look it up, I'm not sure who it is, but it makes sense as to who they put out there, as to who's run it for the last 5 years. And you weren't the only, you and I aren't the only ones that really got panned by almost everybody.
Oh, it was panned. But then, again, the other side of our culture says the reason you're panning it is because you're racist. I'm joking about it but I'm being completely serious here. I'm absolutely not a racist, and I can point out numerous white artists that I don't care for the same reason, but that's what bothers me about our society. If you don't like something, they're going to paint you in a corner of why. And with the Kendrick Lamar thing, white people are getting painted in the corner. Oh, you must be racist. Then no, he sucks. How about that?
That's a better analysis.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. 946-0435. Jason on the road. What's up, dude?
All right. I might not have much time because of the signal here on the road.
Okay.
I'm too old for the halftime show. I'm not racist. It must have been the closed captioning because they couldn't get any words right either.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. Closed captioning was struggled with it.
I turned on closed captioning.
Repeat that one more time if I still got you, Jason. Ah, shoot. I'm sorry, Jason. We kept you on hold there for a while and ended up losing the signal, man. But I appreciate you calling in, dude. Nebraska man. Missed you, buddy. What's going on?
Missed you too, Corey. Welcome back.
Thanks, partner.
Hey, I'll tell you, the place, I don't know if you've ever been there before, but it's called Paradise Island in the Bahamas.
Oh, I've been to the Bahamas, but never there. I've never been to that place.
Oh, Corey, your family, your kids would love it. It's when they first opened up, they had the Oprah Winfrey Show live out there for the whole week.
Oh, nice.
And me and my family, we went there. This resort, it's got casinos in it. It's got like 20 different swimming pools. It's got what your children will love. It's got waterfalls. You can go up and come out of this big tube. It's about 15, 20 feet in the air, and you land right down in the waterfall in the river. And the scenery, clear blue water. You can jet ski. You can actually go out in the ocean. And they have steel fencing out there with big signs. Do not swim past this area. But no sharks or nothing could get in there. But it is really, really... I'll tell you, it would take a day or two just to see the place.
Now,
the place is absolutely adorable.
And here's what I would say. I've been to the Bahamas 5 times, all on cruises. We've taken cruises to the Bahamas so that you're there for a couple days, blah, blah. Cruises are not terribly expensive. And look, folks, I'm not trying to say go out and spend $10,000 on a vacation. I don't have that kind of money. You can get to the Bahamas for a reasonable price. Now, you sound like you went to the all-inclusive. What was it? Was it relatively reasonable for your family to go?
Oh, my God, yes, Corey. With the airfare and everything, I think we stayed 3 nights and 4 days with airfare, and it was like $7.99, $6.99.
Oh, wow.
Really, really, really good special. You know, I'm going back, you know, quite a few years ago, but... It is your children. You'd even love it too. It is, and the wife would love it too. It is really something to see.
I want to be places where there are things to do. Again, that's why I started with the cruise story earlier. I want to be kind of constantly entertained. I'm not somebody that can just sit at a beach for 7 hours. You know, I want to have stuff to do. So if I'm going to go to a resort or anything like that, I want there to be activity. We love trivia. Humble brag here, my family and I, we crushed it on music trivia. I was going to save this for tomorrow when Nathan is here. We won 3 music trivia contests throughout the week at our resort. It's me, my wife, her sister, and my little girl's 12. She's just like me, Nebraska man. She loves music. She can help out with the modern day music. So we kicked some rear down there for music. Anyway, I want stuff to do. No matter where I go, I want to have activities.
Oh, Corey, you wouldn't have enough time, believe me. And they have an underground tunnel that you can go through. It's actually in the ocean. And you can see the fish, and they come right up and bounce off against the glass, and they look right at you. It is really, really. I would check into it. It is really something to see.
Hey, real quick, Nebraska man, what'd you think of the Super Bowl halftime show?
I thought it stunk.
Is that because you're an old white racist man?
No, I'm not a racist either, but, you know, when these guys put their microphones down their throat and they're singing, you can't understand a damn word they're saying, and I think it was one of the worst halftime shows that's ever been on. I turned to another channel. I couldn't watch no more.
Do you want to listen to music where you can actually hear the words of what they're saying?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm an old... You know, I'm an old timer. You know, Boston, Kansas, Chicago.
Nice.
You know, and but yeah, when they're putting the microphones down their throat and they're singing, you can't understand the word you're saying. And the gentleman that called before you, he was right. That caption on there, it was so messed up there too. You couldn't even hardly go along with what they were doing. It's probably one of the worst. And I've seen some bad halftime shows, but it probably was, without a doubt, one of the worst I've ever seen. But another thing too, Corey, I don't know if you saw it or not, but that Auburn Alabama game Saturday, what a game out! Them two teams,
yep.
I'll tell you what, Corey, they are awesome teams. They got height, they got speed, they got experience. They're well coached, and I'll tell you, it's going to be. it's going to be in, I don't even think Duke or Florida or anybody can compete against them.
Two things here real quick. I knew I liked you for some reason. You just mentioned Boston, Kansas, and Chicago in so that's fantastic because they're all spectacular. So your music taste is chef's kiss. College basketball, you must have read the mind of our next caller because he was calling me 3 hours ago saying, Corey, please talk some Penn State basketball today. We are going to rip a new bleeping hole into Penn State basketball after our next break.
All right. Hey, Corey, welcome home, buddy. I'm glad to hear you had a good trip.
Thanks, buddy.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Howdy, the old farmer here, you know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Hank FM.
All right, so a lot of catching up to do. I tried to cram a lot into that first segment with... If you want to call in with your favorite vacation destination, I'd love to hear that. It's, you know, someplace reasonable. Tell me that you're going to China to visit the Great Wall and spend $20,000. You know, Ocean City's fine, okay? You know, it's all right. 946-0435. And I just wanted to vent about that Super Bowl halftime show. Because, again, what frustrated me was... I had very specific reasons why I hated the show. And, you know, I want to be able to hear the words. I want to be able to sing along. I don't know a single Kendrick Lamar song. I don't know a single lyric that he sang. I couldn't hear the lyrics. And I think that on that level, on that stage, to put out a show like that, that most people in this country don't care about, lunacy to me. But the next couple days when you complained about it, people got branded a racist. It's not racist to say something sucks, okay? And again, I will back up. When I say Kendrick Lamar sucks, I will tell you that Pearl Jam sucks. So you might think of that, well, you're an idiot if you think Pearl Jam sucks. Well, fine, whatever. I don't care what you think. I got my music taste. You've got your music taste. My music taste, I want to be able to hear what they are singing. I don't like Pearl Jam. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I don't like Nirvana. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Some of you might love Nirvana. That's great. Good for you. I want to be able to sing along with the song. So for me specifically, that's why I didn't like the Kendrick Lamar. I don't know what the heck he was singing about. And then to get called a racist on top of it, hey, you want to say you hate my musical taste? That's fine. All right, 9460435. One thing I do want to catch up on as well is some college basketball. It's middle of February. I love college basketball. I love getting into college basketball discussions. This might be the worst season ever combined between Penn State men's and women's basketball. When you think about how terrible both of these teams are, the PSU men have lost what? They are 3-12 in the Big Ten. They've lost 7 in a row. Just an absolute disaster. Lost at home over the weekend to what? 7 in a row and 11 out of 12. They're 3-12 in the Big Ten. The Penn State women are even worse. They are 1-14 in the Big Ten. And here's what I'll say about this before I get to my buddy Byron. You could see this coming. Okay. If the school has a $700 million renovation that is the single most important thing to the Pennsylvania State University, renovating and updating Beaver Stadium is not only the number one most important thing to Penn State University, it's number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and everything else is like 37th and below. Oh, but the wrestling team, they win national championships. That's loaded. The women's volleyball team, they won a national championship. They've got phenomenal tradition. What you're going to see with all these resources and all this attention paid to football, rightfully so, is there any left for men's basketball? Is there any left at all for women's basketball? 3-12 in the league, the men are. 1-14, the women are. I haven't done the research. I don't care enough to. Somebody wants to do the research, fine. This has to be the worst basketball in Penn State history between the two of them combined. Because even when the men might have been terrible at some point, usually the women were good. They were good for a long time. But to see them be 1-14 and combine their 4-26, for God's sake. So my buddy Byron called me a day. We were driving back from Florida. Byron, I was driving back. I couldn't answer your call. I was singing. I was singing my journey songs in the car driving back up. Byron leaves me what'd you say on your voicemail message, Byron?
Well, let me say this more. First thing, your last caller, Nebraska man, he made a point that I want to say something.
All right.
Auburn University. What are they known for? Basketball or football?
Yeah, football.
Oh, they're number one in basketball.
Yep, yep.
Alabama, are they noted for football?
Yep.
Oh my God, they're number two.
They both got it going in basketball right now, man.
Now, let's take a look at the game on Saturday, Corey, which I guess you weren't able to see.
I did not see the loss to Washington. No.
All right, listen, Corey. It's 2-point difference. It's 18 seconds left.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Washington's on the foul line.
Yep.
He misses the foul shot. There's 18 seconds. Penn State has a timeout left. Guess what they do? They come down court, throw mm-hmm. the ball around like a bunch of lost guys, mm-hmm. and throw up a 3-point shot that didn't have a snowball chance in hell of making.
Yep.
Where's that coach? Does he like, that's two games in a row, does he like to save his timeouts for the next game?
He's awful. Mike Rhodes.
How much did they pay him to come to Penn State?
More than $2 million. Mike Rhodes is a horrifically bad game coach at the end of games. Just horrifically bad. I mean, we talk about
say that at every coach.
We talk about James Franklin. We look at James Franklin and we wonder what he's doing in some fourth down situations or in some tough situations and all. You know, Mike Rhodes is 10 times worse than James Franklin on his worst day. Mike Rhodes is absolutely atrocious at in-game situations. Now, look, they're in the games. They have a chance to win. I got to give Mike Rhodes some credit. I mean, he's doing the best with what he's got, maybe. They've had some injuries, blah, blah, blah. They compete pretty hard, usually. They're in these games. But then the coach has to do things to help them out at the end. The coach has to be able to call the timeout at the right spot. The coach has to be able to get the ball in the right player's hands. The coach has to be able to tell his best player, Ace Baldwin, you stink at the end of games. You're not taking the shot. We're going to somebody else take the shot. Okay, Ace Baldwin, I know you're the heart and soul of our team and you get the most attention, but you're not taking the shot because you're terrible in these situations. A coach has to do all of these things and not stand there with his finger up his butt and lose and go 3-12 in the league and just look absolutely horrific.
Well, Corey, let me say this. 2 years ago, there's a team called FAU that got to the Final Four. Last year, Michigan was 8-24.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who they hired?
Dusty May from FAU.
And guess what their record is this year? 20-4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I can tell you this. They're paying them $4 million, Dusty May. But look what they got. They got a winner. What is Penn State's problem? It seems like it'll never happen. They always find a way to lose.
And look, I don't know the answer, but Penn State does not have great basketball tradition. We have to start there. You know, for Penn State to succeed consistently in men's basketball, that's probably never going to happen. But this is a perfect storm of crap against the Penn State basketball programs. You have to spend $700 million, which, no, as far as I know, Michigan doesn't have to do that. Alabama doesn't have to do that. Ohio State doesn't have to do that. No, Clemson doesn't have to. Georgia, they're spending $700 million to renovate their cash cow football stadium. And so we're in an era right now where's the NIL money going to come for Penn State foot basketball? What? Who the hell is going to give money for Penn State basketball? They're trying to win a national championship in football. And quite frankly, I can argue that any dollar, if you give an extra quarter to the Penn State men's basketball program during a time where the football program needs everything, you're wasting your money. And so it's unfortunate, and I'm not trying to just completely let them off the hook, but right now, until the stadium gets done, while they're spending all this money, while they're paying for the highest paid defensive coordinator in college football, there is not enough. There's just simply not enough money and resources for other programs at that school.
That must be why they're raising ticket prices and parking tickets.
They're raising ticket prices for football. They're raising parking for football. And you know what, Byron? 107,000 people are still going to show up.
Now, you know something, Corey? You're 100% right.
Yeah, the basketball program. And you know what? You and I go way back. I know you love college basketball. You know one thing that bothers me that I hear from a lot of Penn State fans, Byron, is...
What's that?
Who cares? Why are you even wasting time talking about Penn State basketball? That's how jaded that a lot of people are, that they don't unless Penn State's in the tournament in late February or March or whenever, they don't care at all about the fact that the team is 3-12. But you know what, Byron, you and I do.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable to me what's happening, what happens up there, and what's happening up at the other school in our area at St. Francis. I think that's a crime, too.
That's a discussion for another day with the St. Francis men.
Yeah, it's a whole day. Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Good stuff, Byron. 946-0435. I will default back to this. By the way, anybody, we're trying to have some fun. Vacations, Super Bowl halftime. We're jumping into the deep end of a very serious subject that is something I've been preaching about for a couple years now. And that's that Penn State has too many sports. Too many sports. 31 varsity sports. It's too many. Got to cut some. Got to cut them. Okay? Got to cut them. It's the reality of the situation. Football has always needed more money than everything else. Football has always made more money than everything else. And that is 1,000 times even more true now. Football needs every penny. Football needs... Folks, I've already mentioned I'm not a racist, and hopefully people agree with me. If you don't, you don't know anything about me. Now I'm gonna fight the sexist conversation here. Why would I hate to say this, it sounds bad. Why would anybody care about Penn State women's basketball? And I'm talking about in terms of spending money, resources, gifts, NIL, those kinds of things. The program was good a long time ago under Rainey Portland. They had some success under Coquise Washington. Carolyn Keegar, it looked like she was kind of getting things going the right way. And I'm going to stop myself to make one personal statement. I've gotten to know Allie Campbell a little bit. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal person. Allie Campbell is a sensational human being, seriously. And so I feel a little guilty criticizing the Penn State women's basketball program because it's going to come across like I'm being critical of Allie Campbell in some way. And never in a million years would I want to do that. She is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met, seriously. Allie Campbell, I wish nothing but the best for her. She's sensational from right down the road at Bellwood, won some state titles, has had some injuries, has dealt with some adversity in her career. She's starting for Penn State. She's a good player for the team. She leads the team in assists. I wish nothing ill about Allie Campbell. So if you're out there and you hear me say what I'm about to say and you want to say, well, Geiger's criticizing, I'm not. I wish not. If Allie Campbell could become Caitlin Clark 2.0, that'd be sensational. She's just a tremendous human being, seriously. Okay, but that's one discussion, and it's my job to talk about another discussion, which is the Penn State women's basketball program that loses $3 to $4 million a year. That is a gigantic financial drain on Pennsylvania State University from an athletic budget standpoint. And they have no success. They're years removed from much success at all. You'd hope that Carolyn Keegar was getting it going the right, but this is the pitfall of where we are in college sports. And I'm not just making this about Penn State women's basketball. I'm really not. What I'm saying is we are in an era where all the money is going to football at Penn State, at places around the country. Decisions are made about football. Decisions are made. Look at Mick Cronin, the coach at UCLA. UCLA is one of the greatest basketball programs in the history of this country in college men's basketball. Their coach has been bitching and moaning for weeks and weeks and weeks about having to come east so much, being in the Big Ten, and having to travel east so much. He's become a laughingstock out there because it sounds like he's using it as an excuse every time something goes wrong for UCLA. Mick Cronin in his postgame press conferences is just bashing everything about having to travel east and all this stuff. Well, you know what? Nobody forced your damn school to go to the Big Ten. UCLA joined the Big Ten to save their ass financially, because the Pac-12 was falling apart. If you take the money, shut up. I don't want to hear your complaints. If you're UCLA basketball and you took the Big Ten's money, because football saved you. Well, Mick Cronin's not with the football program. It's not his fault. No, it's not. But he works at UCLA. And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anybody at UCLA gripe about the difficulties they face because they joined a football league that's going to pay them drastically more and save all of them compared to what the Pac-12 was going to do. You have lost your right to gripe when you sell your soul. But Geiger, Mick Cronin didn't sell UCLA's basketball soul. Well, he could have left. He could go somewhere else. And he probably will. He's probably going to get tired of flying east all this much with the Big Ten schedule. Point is, decisions in this country are made because of football. Okay? That's where we are. A place like Penn State, where basically every single financial decision, 99.9% of them, you got to consider football first. Well, what about wrestling? They win national titles. Well, yeah, wrestling breaks even. I think they make a little money some years, lose some other years, but they have the greatest dynasty in college sports. Women's volleyball loses money. The only private programs at Penn State that make money are football, men's basketball, occasionally wrestling will. Men's basketball, I think, makes about $2 to $3 million a year. Wrestling will make money occasionally, and hockey, because they have a like a subsidy. They have a foundation of financial resources there that allows men's hockey to make money. I don't think women's hockey does, but I think men's hockey does. And that's it. Everybody else loses money. And now you bring in women's basketball, which loses more money than any other sport there. $3 to $5 million a year women's basketball loses. So where I'm going with all this is, it's 2025. You have 31 varsity sports. Football needs every penny more than ever before. Where are the resources going to come for Penn State when it comes to basketball? Where are the resources, men or women? Now, they are paying Mike Rhodes more than $2 million a year. They've anteed up. But they can't afford NIL, what it's going to take to sustain a high NIL level. They're not going to be able to pay the assistant coaches. That money's got to go to football, and rightfully so. Dave in Hollidaysburg, good to hear from you, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, Corey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Well, I think we can all agree at this point that college sports is going to be dictated by money more than it ever has in the past.
Correct.
And that is going to be the guiding light, and I think it's going to affect more the secondary sports, I like to call them, than the football. Sports like swimming, sports like even wrestling, even though it has its niche fan base, but gymnastics, soccer, all those types of what I call secondary sports because they don't occupy the attention of most college sports fans, mm-hmm. and that the belief in college sports as college sports is an antiquated concept that has no relevance to where we are today in college sports.
And all of those things are true. You're absolutely right. And Penn State is even further out, far removed, because of the stadium renovation. That's where what puts Penn State in a different discussion than even the rest of the programs in the country that need all their money for football. When you have a $700 million stadium renovation, you're in your own discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's going to be a burden that they're going to have to carry, and they're going to have to ship that. And that's the reason why they're going to put all their money into the football program. And I would imagine a number of these secondary sports at Penn State are going to become club sports, where there's going to be some nominal recognition by the university that they exist. But reality is they're not going to make money. They're not going to be important.
Yeah. And again, I look at men's basketball, women's basketball. They are high profile sports. And as bad as they are, can they turn this around? You hope so. I mean, you get the right coach, get the right recruit or something in there. But in terms of a sustainable level of play. I truly wonder, as bad as men's and women's basketball are right now, what can possibly be done? It's not like you're just going to find a whole bunch of money to start bringing in good players. That people that are willing to donate that money are going to donate it for football.
Well, Penn State's never occupied a prominent place. I mean, basketball's never been a prominent place. And I think the other issue beyond the NIL money is, what are these kids who are playing basketball looking for? They're looking for the leap or the move to the NBA. And you don't have the type of history with Penn State basketball that you do with the Penn State football team.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the NIL money, you don't have the reputation and reputation that would help propel you to the next level, then why are those good quality five-star, whatever you want to call it, basketball players going to come to Penn State when, I mean, to some extent, this destination, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
So what is the attraction that's going to make Penn State basketball relevant to the kids who, you know, seniors in high school, whatever the case may be, or the five stars, why are they going to come to Penn State? It's not if they're going to come to Penn State, why would you want to come to Penn State?
No question. I couldn't have said it better myself, man. Good stuff, Dave. I got to take a break. Jerry and Dan, hang on with me. I'll get to you after the break.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Cup Series race recap for the Daytona 500. Well, rain delayed this race for more than 3 hours after getting a handful of laps in. Let's take a look. 10-1, Chris Buescher. Then you got Justin Allgaier at number 9 in Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s debut as a Cup Series owner. Nice job. Austin Cindric led a ton of laps in this race. Ryan Blaney, his teammate, number 7. Alex Bowman, John Hunter Nemechek, Chase Briscoe, the pole sitter, at number 4. 7-time champion and team owner now, Jimmy Johnson, finishes 3rd. And Tyler Reddick comes up 1 spot short of the win as the runner-up. To victory lane, the sole survivor was William Byron. He goes back-to-back as a 2-time Daytona 500 champion, already locked into the playoffs, if you care about that sort of thing. 5th driver in history to go back-to-back, and the 10th win for Hendrick Motorsports. Other stories on the day, Team Penske owned the stages. Joey Logano was your Stage 1 winner, and Ryan Blaney took Stage 2. A huge wreck with under 20 laps to go. Contenders Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, who recovered, Kyle Busch, and more. And then after that, yet another huge wreck that saw the front of the field basically crash with the 60 car of Ryan Preece going airborne, kind of like doing a wheelie. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series is Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's going down Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is the final lap.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie, turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
All right, welcome back. Show brought to you like it is every day by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. We want to thank J.M. Boswell for their support of our program each and every day. Head on over there if you're looking for pipes, cigar, tobacco blends, anything else. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. Jerry, appreciate you hanging on the line. What's up, my man?
Well, I guess you weren't doing any of your karaoke to Kendrick Lamar, huh?
I was not. That's good. Good question. I like it.
Yeah, and, you know, as I was listening to the halftime show, quite honestly, I was thinking, am I just becoming what the older generation was to me when
yes.
they listened to rock music? You know, I thought that.
You felt bad, like you've done something wrong, right? Like you're just getting to be an old fart that the world has passed. So you feel bad about it, even though he's the one that sucks.
I'm not a hip hop or a rap guy. You know, I like modern music, but I don't like them. I did have one question as far as college sports go. Is it possible that the NCAA could pass a regulation that the colleges had to say what each player is making in NIL money? Could they do that?
No, I don't think so, because these are private donations. Coaches, not every school do coaches have to release their salary information. Penn State does for a few coaches, but you don't have to. I can't see a scenario where private donations, which is what NIL money is kind of supposed to be, that's ever going to be regulated to the point where you're getting this amount. And so basically we're all left guessing and estimating what we think these guys are getting.
Yeah, I think Sunshine would do a lot of good if they could pass something like that, because I think it might put people in a different perspective. And the other question I had, so you're saying that all NIL money is private. It doesn't, none of it comes from the colleges.
As of right now, and again, we're in a quickly changing landscape, but yes, the NIL money is supposed to come from private individuals right now.
Yeah, you told us once that I think it was Tennessee or something was charging extra.
Correct. Yep.
Accumulate.
Bingo.
So that makes it sound like the NIL money from that part of it's not private.
And that's
right?
that's why, like I said, it's a quickly changing landscape. And Penn State, or I'm sorry, Tennessee, charging like some type of fee or whatever. We talked about that a few months ago. There are ways that schools. Now, let's not confuse so much NIL with schools funneling money. The schools can find other ways to funnel money and not necessarily call it the name, image, likeness. But in a roundabout sort of way, it's all lumped into one kind of weird financial sum.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Yeah, thanks. Good stuff, Jay. Appreciate it. All right, Dan, you get the last word today, my man. What's up?
Did you get your air conditioner fixed?
Well, here's the thing. My wife and I are like, we don't need the air conditioner in the van until we come back up here and like in the summer, so we're okay with it for a few months.
So you took the van?
We took our minivan. We melted for an afternoon, but for the most part, the trip back wasn't too bad. It was colder on the way back.
Now, did you win a trophy in your karaoke?
We don't do karaoke trophy, but we did win a whole bunch of free drinks with our music trivia. If you win music trivia, you get free. So we won first place 3 times and second place 1 time. So we got like 10 free alcoholic drinks down there, my man.
Okay, your kids weren't with you?
They were. They got some smoothies. We got some free smoothies out of those cards as well.
Now, if Penn State men and women basketball went back to rec hall, would that save them money?
It would save them money, but they would not compete well. That facility, is you couldn't recruit there. You couldn't get a high-level, real high-level players to come. It's quaint and cute and everything. These guys want to play in cathedrals, Dan. They want to play in the best of the best types of arenas. That's a good question. We can get into that another time. Good stuff.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's February, and TML Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has a sweetheart of a deal for you. Get a lube, oil, and filter service that includes up to 5 quarts of conventional oil, belt and hose inspection, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales are also offering a free Car Care Club membership if you spend $500 or more on any service during the month of February. Each membership is valued at over $499 in services and repairs and includes 4 free oil changes. It all sounds pretty sweet, right? A multi-point inspection, including lube, oil, and filter service for just $59.99 and a free Car Care Club membership when you spend $500 or more on any service at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg. Hurry! Offer expires on February 28th.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Lots of fun discussions today. Appreciate everybody tuning in. My first day back. We'll catch up on the Super Bowl, the game itself, the Eagles, the Chiefs dynasty, Tom Brady. Tom Brady, I've seen a lot of people discuss this. He had to love it, calling the game, watching the Chiefs lose and get hammered. Because so many people have been saying, you know, Patrick Mahomes better than Brady, Chiefs dynasty, blah, blah, blah. And then they go out and get absolutely hammered while Tom Brady's calling the game. And it's cementing his legacy of the greatest even more. We got all that stuff coming up this week. Nathan will be in here tomorrow. We'll have some more fun. Take some more phone calls. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.